It's a cool afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. It's looking and feeling more like March than April, and that's going to be the theme moving ahead for at least the next few days. So I'm not expecting any significant warm-ups at all. In fact, temperatures are likely to remain below normal through at least Saturday. The good thing is, it's not really that cold, and of course, we can handle chilly weather around here, so it's nothing to be that concerned about. Coming up tonight, we will see a disturbance come through, so that means we'll have clouds mixing with some stars, and there is the chance for some light rain or snow showers. It shouldn't amount to much, but there's the chance that snow may dust the ground in some areas and maybe add up to a light accumulation mainly in the higher elevations. It'll be a cool night as temperatures slide back into the 20s to near 30 degrees. The spotty rain or snow showers should be out of here by morning. They'll either be done or just wrapping up. And for the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. There could be a rogue shower of rain or snow during the day, but it's going to be largely dry. It'll be cool and breezy. Highs will be mainly in the 40s, but when you factor in that wind, it is going to feel pretty chilly. So it's another jacket day ahead for tomorrow. And then as we move into the day on Friday, we'll start off with some sun. Clouds will increase, and then as the day moves along into the afternoon, there is going to be the chance for a mix of rain and snow, probably starting as rain in the valleys and as wet snow in the higher elevations. And this particular system on Friday will be more developed, and that means it is going to produce more rain and snow than what's coming through tonight. So as I mentioned, we'll start off as a mix of rain and snow later on Friday. It should flip over to mainly wet snow Friday night as temperatures cool down. This is going to be a very elevation-dependent scenario, which is typical this time of year. The higher elevations will have the best chance to see at least a couple of inches or maybe even a little bit more of snow accumulation. In the valleys, we'll probably see at least some slushy accumulation. It's still a couple of days out. There's still some question marks as to exactly where that band of rain and snow will set up, so we will update the forecast as we get closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy with some rain and snow showers, lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with some rain and snow showers, lows in the 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, a spotty rain or snow shower, with highs in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with some rain and snow showers, a low of 28 to 34. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with some rain and snow showers, a low of 25 to 30. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds with a chance of rain and snow late, highs in the 40s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and cool with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.